Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we will be reviewing album 73, 28 Hours, episode 1, Morning.
Crazy episode. But first, we will be doing our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?
Welcome to our first segment, Who is Eugenius? And we've decided to kind of switch things up a little bit because Emily here is a Odyssey whiz and knows literally everything. It's going to be my job as her younger sister to stump her. And you guys can help me out too by emailing questions at northernodysseans, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S at gmail.com. And send me some questions to ask her and see if we can stump her, because she literally knows everything.
At least and somebody has actually tried to stump me from outside of the family.
You know who you are, so if you want to help me, please email. Please email.
Yeah.
And I will ask her the questions in the next episode. Okay, so I have gotten these questions off of the club, and I'm hoping she'll stump it, but because it's you, you have to give me the answer and what episode it's from.
Okay.
Okay. So our first question, this is an easy one because I understand, but. So what was the first name of Buck's con artist mentor, Mr. Skint?
Jedediah?
And what episode?
One of the Green Ring episodes. I can't get the parts straight. It's the one where Katrina is interviewing Buck.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wrong. It's actually Jebediah.
Okay, Skint. But that is so confusing.
But this is from the Green Ring Conspiracy episode 4.
Yeah.
So, okay. We'll give her a pass on that one because the name was a little bit difficult.
It's really hard to
Jedediah, I can understand it. Okay, question number 2. What food is Penny allergic to? So remember, you give me the answer and the episode.
She's allergic to salmon, and that's in Happy Hunting.
Oh, yeah, you're correct. That's right.
And then they bring it up again in Home Again Part 2.
Oh, okay. I was thinking another one, but that's fine. Okay, and final question of the segment, Who is Eugenius? Wooten considered writing a joke book entirely focused on which species of bird?
Woodpeckers.
And what episode is that from?
One of the funniest episodes ever, all by myself, December episode of Club Season 1.
Congratulations. That one was right. And I think we might give her a pass on the whole Jedediah thing, but we will try next week. And see if I can stump you.
You pretty much did. I'll give.
Well, I know, like, but like it's a name.
It's hard to, like, that name is hard to pin down. It's so slippery.
Yeah. Okay. So we will see if next week I can stump you. But again, if you want to help me stump Emily, please email your questions with the answers to Northern Odysseans, O-D-Y-S-S-I-A-N-S at gmail.com. And don't worry, I will not, she doesn't even have the password to the email, so she won't even know the questions or answers beforehand. I promise you. Okay, and let's move on to our review of episode 1 of album 73, 28 Hours, called Morning. Okay, first episode, Morning. This is exciting. It's a new album. Okay, should we give like a little summary, like plot thing? Plot map? I don't know. What do you call it?
Sure. Plot recap.
There you go. Thank you. This is why you're the wordsmith. Okay, so we have the episode opening with Jason helping Connie with getting her car started. And I love how he... I feel like this is how we should just talk about it. Go through the episode and then talk about our points. First of all, I love how he's like, yeah, I basically have to do this for you like every second Monday or something like that. And I was like...
And okay. She's like, it's been one of the longer months.
It's great. Mm-hmm. From that scene, so I literally wrote down notes because I was listening to this while washing dishes. So I had to like quickly write this down as I listened to the plot twist at the very end, which we will get to. My note for that was I hated Connie pushing Jillian onto Jason because I'm like, no, girl, Jason is for you. Why are you pushing another woman on him? No.
And of course, I disagree with you on that. And I will always disagree with you on that.
I know, but like, no, I am a firm believer in Jason and Connie getting together. And she is a firm disbeliever on that, but...
And we should keep it that way, because...
Well, at least we're blood-related. That's how we tolerate each other. I'm just joking. No. Yeah, no. So, anyway, do you have any thoughts on that first scene?
I liked that he said, for Christmas, I'm getting you your own set of monogram jumper cables.
Yeah.
Let's hope he survives there so he can do that.
Yeah, that would be nice. Okay, so... Anyway, then Jason gets a phone call about the store being closed.
Or has it been broken into already? I think.
I can't remember.
Yes, it has, because the doctor's already there, and he said he saw somebody going in.
Right. So we get that little intrigue. First of all, who is this doctor? Why? I don't know. I'm, from the start, like, from first hearing him, I was kind of like... Who is this guy? Should we be concerned about him? Why are they bringing him in? This isn't, like, a storyline that you can just, like, bring in characters, like very side characters. Like, I feel like he has something to do with it.
Yeah. The only thing we know about him is that he's a friend of Dr. Calhoun.
But he forgot why he was meeting Dr. Calhoun, and that's what makes me suspicious of him.
But he got hit on the head.
But he remembered who he was meeting? I'm sorry. It makes me a little skeptical. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there's the break-in. So let's talk about the break-in. That whole mystery was very, very simple. Very, very easy.
I don't think it's over yet, because we still don't know who did it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, okay, here's the question. Do you think the mystery has something to do with Jason's kidnapping?
It might have been like a
distraction.
Yeah. A red herring of some kind.
Maybe. I did like how it kind of paid homage to Sounds Like a Mystery, where it's like,
yeah,
it gets stolen, but then it doesn't get stolen, or like, interesting.
And the reliance on audio after the person sprays the security cameras.
Yeah. Also, I found it very odd how Jillian found it so easily, and like, yes, I understand Jillian is this, like, kind of ditzy character, but I'm sorry, how did you find that out if you did not know
where it was? I honestly wonder if she did it.
I know, that's what I'm thinking too, but then why? So obviously, plot twist, there's a plot twist at the end of it where
we'll get to that.
Okay, the next part of it, oh, also, just side note, I also love the line that Pullhouse said that paid homage to Nick's line, where it's like, women, can't live with them, can't get my laundry down without him. And instead of that, it's Pullhouse was like, can't make a decent sandwich without him. And I was like, oh, because that's one of my favorite lines that Nick has ever said.
Yeah.
Because it's just so good. Question. Anyway, yes.
Question. Is Pullhouse right? Do men make decent sandwiches?
Well, I feel like if you asked any man, they would all say yes. As for me... I mean, seriously, looking at our dad's sandwiches, they're a little bare, because he literally will put meat, cheese, and mustard, and that is it. And if there is no
kind of reminds me of Tim Allen's happy sandwich from Last Man Standing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, sorry, side note. But anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand. No, not about men and sandwiches. That's a whole other podcast that we're fine. Anyway,
You can't have an Odyssey podcast without tangents.
That is true. Okay, anything else about the plot? Well, up until plot twist, or should we talk about
Let's talk about the kidnapping.
Oh. Wow, the whole biggest part of the entire episode.
And the...
Okay, yes. So, excuse me. Okay, so the old farmer, old-timey farmer, that was also quite suspicious, and, like, I was suspicious of him, even though I knew that eventually Jason would be kidnapped, and I was like, this would be the most obvious way to do it, and of course, that was how they did it. I think he's in on it, obviously, because, like, why else? They weren't just going to use some random dude off the, you know, off the side of the highway and be like, oh, we're just going to get him to hit Jason's car. No. The ambulance, again, was called quite quickly. Like, they came quite quickly. And I like how Whit made a note of saying something about that. I don't know. It's just all very suspicious.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think the farmer is, like, that far into it. Because, I don't know, he just seems like a character that you would just, like, use him and then you drop kick him out the back door because you're done with him. Like, I just don't think he's the mastermind. Yeah, I think he's just, like a guy you just pay so you don't have it come back to you.
Yeah.
I don't know, any thoughts on that? Like, who kidnapped him? I guess that's... Wow.
Yeah.
Just skip over the biggest thing. Like, who kidnapped him?
Who did it and why? Like, what's the...
And also, how quickly are we going to find out who did it, you know? Like, are we going to find out in the next episode, or is it going to be one of those things where, like, you don't quite know until the end of the third episode, because why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. These are our big questions here.
It's crazy, because there are some people in the fan community who've listened to the final episode.
I don't know how people have done that.
I know why. It's because they were on a testing group for the new club. And they put up, and the people doing the club put up a bunch of episodes, including that one.
You know what? They don't get to enjoy the magic that is listening to it week by week.
I know.
Yeah. One thing I will also say is I hate, and like we can talk about this more in the second episode because... I'm sure it'll happen again. How I got spoiled by the first episode. I was so mad. Like, I looked on Facebook, because I'm a part of the Facebook spoilers page.
Same.
Which, yes, I understand it's in the name, but I wasn't looking for it. I was literally going through my feed, and I found the plot twist, and I was like, how dare you? I wanted to enjoy this
plot twist. I think you need to unlike the page for now.
I know, I've been thinking about it. Or just not go on Facebook on Thursdays. Until I've listened to it.
Yeah, I...
Seriously.
So you're talking about the Jillian thing?
Yeah, okay. Maybe, should we talk about the plot twist now?
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert. I feel like we should put a spoiler alert.
First of all, Jillian finds the watch.
Yeah, very easily.
Which makes me wonder if she stole it?
I know.
But then the plot twist is like... Now, I don't know, but you think she's the...
I think she's bad. Hands down. I mean, didn't I say this in, like, our... When we were looking at the album cover, I was like, why do I feel like it's Jillian? See, there are things in Odyssey history...
We don't know that yet, Amy.
Okay, but it's a possibility. Okay, so we were having this conversation on the phone the other day, and I was like... Okay, Emily, how many times have I been right where I've said something and you're literally like, no, it couldn't happen.
Okay. Well, I don't remember I remember the one conversation we had about Green Ring, but I don't remember the other one.
Okay, so Green Ring Conspiracy, when it comes out that Jason is the stiletto, before we knew he was the stiletto, I kept saying, I was like, Jason is the stiletto. I just know it in my mind. Jason is the stiletto. She's like, nah, they wouldn't make him into an evil character. I'm like, he wouldn't be an evil character. He would be undercover. There's a difference. And I was saying, that's what they're going to do. And you're like, no, that's not going to happen. I was like, yes, yes, it's going to happen. I was right. And I was dancing around the kitchen when I found out. What's the other one I was right about?
We can't talk about that yet.
Oh, fine. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'll reference it. Okay, but yes, I do think Jillian is bad, because, I mean, it doesn't help that I already don't like her, and I haven't liked her since she came on the show. I think Nightmares by Constance really just did something to me. But
that episode is so weird considering the story now.
I don't like her. I don't like her. I think she's evil.
And I think that's what a lot of the fan base thinks right now.
I know. Okay. I think now we're going to move on to predictions. Okay. Predictions. I feel like we should take turns on this.
So can we do some, okay. So what do you think is the end game here?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
I feel like we shouldn't talk about that until maybe episode 2 or 3, until we have, more stuff to chew on. Because we don't really know what's happening here. Okay, Jason, who do we think kidnapped him? I think that's the biggest question.
I don't know.
I know. That's what's so hard. Okay, you know what? I actually wrote down stuff, so I feel like we should just go off of this because then it's a little bit easier. Okay, first prediction. I wonder if Jillian is after Jason because he was a spy. Because that would make the most sense. Because, why else would you kidnap Jason? I won't say the other thing I just thought of because we're not going there. Okay, second thing. Maybe she's working for someone from Jason's past, like someone we have already heard from. Because how interesting would that be if they brought back someone?
Don't make it the Whisperer.
I wasn't going to say the Whisperer. No, I was definitely going to say the Whisperer. I'm so glad I did not write that one down.
Don't make it the Whisperer. I hate the Whisperer.
I love the Whisperer. I think he was a great villain. He was so entertaining. He was not your typical villain. And I think that's usually what I prefer.
No threat. There was no threat.
That was the best part about him. Okay. But then who else would it be? It could be Dalton Kern. No, but I feel like Eugene would have to be more in that for that one to happen. And okay. I mean, they're already using him for the meteorite madness thing on Facebook. That's so entertaining.
Which I need to actually go back and catch up on.
We should review that at one point. Okay, anyway, sorry. Side note. Okay. What other villain could it be? Well, obviously, Blackheart's dead.
Charles doesn't care about Jason.
No, he more cares about Mitch. And we already had that, revenge sequence. Although that one was funny, and I keep quoting that one multiple times. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Why is there a head waving out at the taillight?
That is how you know what happens when you're stuck in the trunk of a car. It's great. Learn that from Odyssey. Okay, sorry. What other villains? I feel like... I don't know. Or it could just be, one of those, I don't know. Anyway. Again, like I said, this is only predictions. Okay, next prediction. They had to have stolen something else to make the break-in more reasonable. Oh, right. Because the watch was stolen, and then it was recovered quite easily. And I was like, well, what if... Because this happened in... What's my... That one episode with the blind girl and Perfect Witness.
Yeah.
Because they had stolen the book and the money to kind of hide the fact that they had stolen Eugene's research paper. Sorry for spoiling it for people who have not heard that.
That came out in 95. You've had time.
Okay. No, but I'm wondering if there was something else in the antique shop that they could have stolen. You know?
Maybe. But I'm also wondering if Jillian just stole the watch.
But then why? Is it to cover up Jason's kidnapping? But then that was really... I don't know.
It didn't distract them for very long.
Because, they ended up finding the watch.
And they were on the phone with Jason when he got hit by the other car.
That's true. So they didn't know about that.
So it's like...
But then why...
So they were on his trail right away. So this was a distraction ploy to, keep Jason under wraps for a while. It didn't work very well.
So then why? I actually feel like those things, and I feel like I said this earlier. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I actually feel like the stealing of the watch is connected to the kidnapping of the Jason. I just feel like they're somehow connected because why put it in a 6-parter that you have to wrap up everything, and I feel like everything is key. But they could also be throwing it in to throw us off. Mm-hmm. That's also another. I've watched way too many mystery shows.
Yeah.
I'm very good at this. Okay, do you have any predictions? Any thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what's going on.
I know. Like, what? So I feel like that's all the predictions. So many questions, not enough answers. So sad.
Well, who do you think Jillian was talking to?
Oh, yeah, I guess we should talk about that, too. I don't know. Either her henchman or her boss.
Who do you think her boss is?
I don't know. Some evil guy who wants revenge on Jason for some reason. I don't know. I mean, there also could be villains that we have not heard of, and this is their way of bringing those villains in.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay.
Again, so many questions, not enough answers. And I feel like we're just gonna have to, you know, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for next week's episode where we review album 73, 28 Hours, episode 2, Afternoon.
If you have any trivia questions you would like to stump me with, you can email them to NordernOdysseans,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.